Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Atkins.
Yes.
All right. So let's get straight into this. Episode 520, 522, 524, 526. We're kind of on this run right now, Todd and I. And this episode in particular ties to the last one, episode 524. We actually didn't get to the latter half of the question. The full question was, what are your thoughts on microsites and home churches during a time of COVID? And the second half of the question was, how can churches get better at online discipleship and impactful life change with current physical gathering and serving restrictions? So we just never got to that latter half because we were so busy doing the first. So that is what this episode is going to be all about. So let me say the question one more time and we'll get straight into it. How can churches get better at online discipleship and impactful life change with current physical gathering and serving restrictions? So just to kick things off, honestly, when I think about this notion of online discipleship and impactful life change and all of that, whether you're meeting in person or not, last episode, I talked about this notion of gathering and scattering, and I referenced an article that I wrote that we'll put in the show notes for this episode too. But when we think about that, whether your church is currently meeting in person, or it's not yet meeting, or you were meeting and now you're not meeting again, or you've never met, whatever, like you've never regathered, whatever it is, the fact is we are still the church. Right? Whether we're meeting in one location or hundreds of locations in our homes on devices, we are still the church. And for you as the pastor, your job hasn't changed, right? Your job isn't to fill seats. Your job is to make disciples that make disciples that make disciples. So if you feel like everything in your job and your day-to-day and your everything is flipped upside down, I wonder if it's because your priorities were off. The fact is, COVID or not, we need to be about life change. We need to be about impacting our communities, and we need to be about discipling. And these days, whether you're discipling online or in person, it doesn't matter. In fact, during COVID, I started a discipleship group online. And I was like, yeah, well, the first time we met was actually last month. Other than that, we just kept I knew all the guys, but they didn't really know each other. And the first time they all met together really was last month after several gatherings. And did discipleship happen over Zoom? Yes. Did discipleship happen as we were sharing prayer requests and praying for one another over Facebook Messenger? Yes. Did it happen when we gathered together in a backyard? Yes. But the fact is, regardless of whether you're gathering or not, it had to keep on going. So I think the thing that you really need to wrestle down is, what are your discipleship processes? Do you have a discipleship pathway, not a temporary one that is online, but actually a robust discipleship pathway that works both digitally and physically, and not just temporary? Because when you start regathering again, if you haven't already done so, a whole portion of your church is still going to be online, right? 20% of our church came our reopening weekend. So the majority of our church is still streaming the service. So this is a reality during COVID, post-COVID, that I think we're going to be wrestling with for a while. So I would just say, what does that look like? That a strategy for your discipleship pathway that is both digital and physical. What are your thoughts, Todd?
So again, I would say, disciples make disciples.
Yes.
And I just want to close in prayer there.
I like how you worded that. Yeah. No, for real.
No, disciples make disciples. So it doesn't matter. Like, your job is to make disciples who make disciples. Your strategy and tactics may change, but let's be honest, your strategy should have been disciples making disciples all along.
Yes.
how you align that to happen, how you, you know, gather those people together in groups and in smaller groups, and then, you know, one-on-one or triads, whatever you want to use, is up to you. But you can't neglect doing that, especially during this time. It is forcing us down to the irreducible minimum of what our purpose is and what we have to absolutely do. And that's disciples who make disciples. People are always going to be your best strategy. So,
yep. Yeah, completely. And if you haven't already done so, now is the time, right? Now is the time, obviously, to do the course that Todd put out through Ministry Grid, where you were walking through the beautiful constraint. And we'll link that in the show notes too. And I mentioned that because now is the time to look at your org chart. Now is the time to look at how you strategize and structure your ministry and plan. And here's, you know, it's really cool, Todd. So I was at Beulah before Lifeway, came to Lifeway. We worked on kind of my day job was new churches plus leadership pipeline with you. Right. On the side, I was doing a lot of work on discipleship pathway stuff and wrote No Silver Bullets and really kind of weave those ideas together. And now I'm back at Beulah, right? Back at Beulah. And we're actually, we have been for these last several months, basically been working on our discipleship pathway and our leadership pipeline. So it's come to a point where next month, at the time of this recording, so October, we're going to be rolling out our new discipleship pathway. And really and making our first steps toward that. And then November, I'm doing a day with our team rolling out our new leadership pipeline and really creating it and structuring it in a sense where they are synergistically together. So if you've heard me before or read No Silver Bullets, you know, I talk about this idea where, hey, here's the vision of our church, where we're going to, and the strategy is what you need to do to get there. But the strategy really is a double helix where one side is your leadership pipeline and your other is your discipleship pathway. So going back to the question for today, how can churches get better at online discipleship and impactful life change with current physical gathering and serving restrictions? Work on your processes. Develop your discipleship pathway. Simplify your leadership pipeline. So, hey, so I wanted to actually throw something to you. This is live. I haven't shared this with Todd yet, but there was an episode probably a couple months ago where I talked about leadership pipeline and if you would have changed anything. Do you remember that one?
No.
Okay. Well, anyways, we can link it to the show notes, but we basically talked about this idea of, is there anything on the six competencies that you would have changed? So I've been working on this with our team as we've been designing the discipleship pathway and leadership pipeline. And I actually wanted to run this by you because we did the work really focusing in and around the six competencies and all that. And just to let you know, and this is an illustration that we often use at Lifeway, right? Where it was like the six competencies, that competency chart, that was like bringing you to the 20-yard line. And all of this research, all of this work was put into it. And all you got to do is maybe you can swap some words out, swap some names out, but basically bring it over all you got to do is 20 yards, right? You just got to go 20 yards. You don't need to go from your end zone to the other. Just go 20 yards. So as we were working on this with our team, hey, we kept stewardship. We kept collaboration. We kept vision. We kept strategy. We tweaked the words. We changed a few things, but kind of those broad categories we changed. We kept what we changed was people development and discipleship. So this is live. I want to get your thoughts on this because this goes to what we're talking about right now. Okay. So discipleship, and don't hate me too much for changing this, but we're contextualizing this. Okay. So discipleship, we basically really, and we're not completely settled on the titles, but we basically split it up, one on kind of being a disciple, another, and the other side on kind of doing discipleship. It's those categories might change, but that's kind of the gist of it. The being a disciple piece is basically this at the, and I'll basically go from, you know, volunteer leader, coach, ministry director, and then senior leader. So I'll go up that way, up in competencies. Okay. So at the bottom level where you're leading self, it's essentially know the ongoing steps, right? So in my book, No Silver Bullets, I talk about kind of these ongoing steps of maturity in Christ that you never grow out of. So we're, as relates to being a disciple, we're saying, hey, know the ongoing steps. Leading others, know, model the ongoing steps. Leading leaders, know and explain what we believe, so our core theology. Leading ministries, be fluent in systematic theology and missiology. And in the leading church side, like kind of at the top senior leadership, imagining gospel impact for the 1% of our city. So that's part of our vision, and be a movement maker. Okay, so that's the first side. The second side, which is kind of the people development slash doing the discipleship side, this is how it goes. At the bottom level, at leading self, it's being a disciple, then leading others, discipling someone, leading leaders, discipling a discipler, leading ministries, cultivating a disciple-making culture, and leading the church, casting a disciple-making culture with DNA and multiplication. What are your thoughts?
I like it.
That's it?
I mean, you're basically firing Paul Tripp, which is a bold move.
Yeah. Yeah, without the stash.
But no, I like it because, you know, so much of what we do, and we talk about pipeline, and I've talked about the S's and all that stuff before, but a lot of it is forming culture.
Yeah.
And again, people are carriers of culture, and the emphasis on the discipleship element, and specifically contextualizing that, I think will have a greater effect on your culture than if it's just Paul Tripp up there throwing down. What you've done is you've raised its level of importance,
yeah,
even beyond, you know, what we had. We had it in the corner for the reason. It's, you know, it's kind of the cornerstone of the core competencies. And so I think adding to it, you know, it only emphasizes that more and allows you to contextualize that more, and is more culture forming,
yeah,
for your church.
Yeah. And what we were essentially getting at is when you think about that double helix of leadership pipeline and your discipleship pathway, they're two different elements of what, you know, the strategy of your ministry. They're two different pathways, very different, but they actually intersect. They keep on intersecting as a double helix. So being a disciple and doing discipleship, I mean, these are the intersection points, right? This is particularly when the discipleship pathway and your leadership pipeline intersect. It's these competencies, it's these categories. So that was kind of the thing where I really wanted to make sure that they were synergized with one another. So yeah.
I think so.
Cool. Awesome. Well, thanks again for listening in. We're going to actually, I know it's kind of like, hey, you're continuing to talk about digital and all that stuff. Yes, we are. Actually, next time on episode 528, we are going to be continuing on this route. And we're actually going to be talking about, it's about online engagement. Campuses, there's a lot of that comes into it. It's a long question. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag, so you'll have to listen. If you haven't subscribed, be sure to do so. But on episode 528, the next time we are together, we'll continue this and go a little bit deeper. All right, thanks again for listening in, and we will catch you next time.